All right. Thank you so much for that. And welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border on Sports Byline USA. And as always, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And I gave a heads up to AFN that we would have the Navy head coach on. We're quite happy to welcome Ken Niumatalolo from United States Naval Academy. As some of you know, my dad was a lieutenant commander in the Navy. I'm a big Navy fan. And, Coach, I'm looking at the schedule, and I see Ohio State. You guys aren't fooling around anymore, are you?
Thanks, Rick. How you doing? Yeah, it's going to be a tough opener. You know, it's probably the best opening team, we've played to start the season, and it's going to be a great challenge for our football program.
Well, you've done an incredible job getting the program back on the map. And when I think about the Welsh years, which are great, and Coach Johnson was fantastic as well. And I know you learned a lot under him. And what you guys do, and I only coached in high school, but I liked to run the ball. The old adage of if you throw it, three things can happen and two are bad. You guys like to run the ball just a little bit, don't you?
Well, I think it plays into who we are. You know, running the option is a... we don't have to block everybody. You know, we don't have the biggest linemen. And so, you know, not running a conventional offense helps us from the standpoint that we don't have to block everybody. But it also, we're trying to limit people's possessions, you know, shorten the game. So a team that's normally used to getting the ball 13 times, maybe against us they only get it 9 or 8 times. And so, you know, it's all part of a strategy to help us to be successful. And, you know, hopefully we'll continue to be successful this year.
Well, Coach, when I look at your offense and then I look at Air Force, now your defense every day is looking at your offense, but your scout team offense, when they have to face the D for Air Force, because they run what I would describe as a Delaware double wing veer run and shoot. I don't know what they're doing some of the time. How hard is it to scheme against a team like Air Force?
Well, Coach Calhoun is a great offensive mind. They do some great things. Coach Deese, an offensive coordinator. You know, we know their staff very well, just like they know us, you know, and so they do a great job. You know, they schematically last year, they added some more wrinkle there, did a lot more power running last year, but like you said, they got all the variations of options. They do a ton of different zone stuff. Very, very hard to defend because they attack you in so many ways running the football.
Talking to Coach Ken Niumatalolo of Navy and, of course, 1926 national champs. Ken, you come from the Waheny football program out there in the islands, and I think about the quarterbacks with you and the numbers that Timmy Chang put up and Colt Brennan under June Jones and others. What was that like playing for Hawaii? Because, of course, every road game, you weren't getting on a bus, were you?
No, you know, there are long travels, but it actually wasn't very good. I was a backup quarterback, and, you know, we were the Warriors, you know, Rainbow Warriors, but, you know, it's a great place to play. You know, I mean, it was tough going on road games because, like you said, you had to travel, but it was also, we felt like we had a great home field advantage, not only because of the distance, but just the distraction because of the weather and a nice climate, you know, so we felt like for us it was advantageous.
Well, I bring up Colt Brennan when he was there, and that team just was saying, hey, we should be in a BCS bowl, and everyone was saying, well, you didn't play anyone. Now we have playoffs. And that's good news for teams' independence and, you know, the service academies. I mean, of course, you'd have to run the table. But do you think about that? Do you wake up in the middle of the night thinking you're 11-0 and you're playing in the playoffs?
Rick, I think the thing that's helped us to be successful is we know who we are. You know, our goal, first and foremost, is to win the Commander-in-Chief Trophy, to win a bowl game. Now, it doesn't mean you don't try to win every game. But we try to stay within our goals from the standpoint of just making sure our program goals don't change. And so it's winning a bowl game, winning the CIC, Commander-in-Chief Trophy. If that was ever to happen, that'd be great. You know, obviously we'd have to have a special season. But we just take it one game at a time.
Well, and you think about it, Coach. Everyone there at your school, same with Army and Air Force, you're already under a scholarship to be, you know, to be commissioned as an officer someday. So I think about the challenges that I had playing Division II football, doing my homework and going to practice, and I think about these guys there in Annapolis. Not only do you have school and football, but you have to keep everything ship shape. You have to keep, you know, the gentleman's quarterly that goes along with it. It's very, very challenging.
I have the utmost amount of respect for these young men here and the young women, all the midshipmen. But just being a midshipman and going to school and, like you said, all of your military obligations, they want you to excel in everything. And that's hard in and of itself. Going to school is very tough, the demands of the academic, military side. But then, like you said, on top of that, you're playing Division I football. I have no idea how they do it. It's just, it's amazing how they're able to manage your time and, you know, budget your time. It's amazing.
Well, you know, I think about, you know, Roger Staubach when he was there, Joe Bellino, these guys who won Heismans, and if you wanted to draft him, you had to wait on it. And in the 80s, had a great All-American tailback in Napoleon McCallum. Al Davis drafted him. In the beginning, he got stationed on the USS Peleliu, which was in Long Beach, so he could kind of come over and play for the Raiders a little bit before he went out in the old gray ghost there. So I guess you're not going to get a blue chip athlete unless he's more in love with being at the academy than he is with the sport. Or you could get a guy like that grows up like a Robinson in basketball, the Admiral, who kind of finds himself an elite athlete by the time he graduates.
Well, a lot of it starts in the recruiting process. You know what I mean? We're very upfront with kids. You know, you come here, you have an opportunity to get an Ivy League type of education, an elite education, with the opportunity to serve in our country after and as an officer. You know, those guys, it's a great living. You know, in today's economy, to know that you have a guaranteed job for 5 years, those are the things we sell. We don't talk about the NFL. We're not trying to produce NFL players. We're trying to produce leaders for our Navy and Marine Corps. And so those guys know that coming in here. So if there's a guy good enough that ends up coming and, you know, blossoming into an NFL-type player, they all recognize that, you know, they have to serve first as part of the deal.
Do you find that the Marine options are a little more crazy, or is that just kind of a stereotype?
Yeah, I think so. I think if people really knew, I mean, it just the military, as you know, like you said, your dad was in the Navy. I mean, it's just a big business. There's so many different departments and assignments and billets that you do. I mean, you know, everybody assumes that if you're in the Marines, you know, you're off carrying a rifle somewhere, but there's logistics, you know, there's so many different things. It's when the Marine Corps players that have played for us, you know, they come back and I ask them where they've been and some of the things they've done. It's just amazing the diversity of what you do in both of those branches, the Army, the Navy and the Marine Corps.
Just a couple more questions for Coach Ken. And as we've seen with your predecessor and others, you have the kind of success that you've had. I mean, just the second coach since World War II to lead Navy to winning records in each of your first three seasons there as a head coach. The bigger schools are going to call, an SEC school, Pac-12, whatever. Is that something that, I mean, obviously you're committed to the Naval Academy right now, but is that something you've thought about down the line?
Well, I've had some opportunities since I've been here, but the grass isn't always greener. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're like, wow, that'd be cool to go to a BCS conference at that time. You know, and so, you know, now, you know, they're called the Big Five conferences or the Big Five. But like I said, I mean, the grass isn't always greener. But I also don't tell anybody. I mean, I'll never say never. But I've also been here a long time. I've been here 17 years. So recruits ask me that all the time. Are you leaving? And I tell them, I don't know. I don't think so. I see myself being here for a long time. But I also don't want to say anything that I can't. Promise. You always got to do what's best for your family, but this is a great place. I love working here. I love the guys, the young men that I coach. Annapolis is a beautiful place to raise a family, so I don't have any complaints.
And if you are a historian of college football, obviously the Army-Navy game is huge. At one time, it was the biggest game of the entire year in this country, and I think about the game you play in South Bend with Notre Dame, and then you return back in Annapolis as well. I mean, this is a program that has been around forever, and I guess I'd love to see it sometime just to go through that trophy case and just to see all that. I mean, it's awe-inspiring.
It's the tradition here, those that have come before, the brotherhood that started the long tradition of Navy football, it's amazing. You know, on the field, you know, it's amazing, but you just think of the other things, where they've gone, some of the things that people that have graduated from this school and this team, you know, their accomplishments after football and after graduating from here. It's pretty awe-inspiring.
We've been speaking with Ken Niumatalolo. He is the head coach of Navy. And, Ken, best of luck against Ohio State. Beat Army, and I'm supposed to be at that game this year, so I'll come by and say hi, man. So thank you so much for your time, and have a great season.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Titillating Sports.